The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Psachim Daf Nun. The Mishnah at the beginning of Perek Martin Shenagu talks about doing melacha erev Pesach in the morning, before Chatzais. After Chatzais, everybody agrees that it's aser to go to do melacha. The shaila is, what is with erev Pesach before Chatzais? The Mishnah says that it is totally in the minig mekaymis. The arm mekaymis, which have a minig not to do melacha, already erev Pesach before Chatzais, and there are those Mekaymais who do melacha erev Pesach until Chatzais, they only stop doing melacha after Chatzais, which is Aser Medina. The reason why melacha is Aser erev Pesach after Chatzais is in Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns that the reason why melacha is Aser after Chatzais is Gzeir Midrabanan, because the halacha is that a person has to start his Seder as quick as possible, before the children fall asleep. So therefore, all the yontif preparations must be done on erev Pesach. Not only that, shchitas haPesach also must be done erev Pesach. It's not allowed to be done b'layla. And bir chametz must be done in the morning, and that also cannot wait until yontif. Therefore, in order to make sure a person is Isaac in the mitzvah hayom and he does not get tarred with his melacha, so therefore Chazal aser to do melacha erev Pesach after Chatzais, and in some mekaymes they already aser erev melacha erev Pesach from the morning, that the person could go ahead and destroy his chametz and get busy with preparing for the seder that night. Tosfos, on the other hand, brings a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi brings that the iser melacha on erev Pesach after Chatzais is because of the Karban Pesach. Since the halacha is that on a day when a person brings a Karban, it becomes a yontif for that person and he is aser melacha. So erev Pesach, when the entire Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to go ahead and bring Karban Pesach, so even if a person personally is not bringing a Karban Pesach, either he's Tamei, he's Derech Rechaika, he's in Chutz Laaretz, according to the ones who hold that somebody in Chutz Laaretz is part of a Karban Pesach, but since it is a Yom where Klal Yisrael brings a Karban Pesach, therefore it becomes a Yontif to the entire Klal Yisrael, and Melacha is Aser because of that on Erev Pesach after Chatzais, which is the Zman HaKravas HaKarban. In the morning, since the carbon cannot be brought in the morning, the yontif, which is created by the hakravas hakarbon, starts first after Chatzais. So therefore, the issur melacha starts first after Chatzais. There are those mekaymes which extend the issur to the morning, and we'll discuss a little bit later on why is it that they extend the issur to the morning also. The mechaber in Siman Tov Samaches Paskins, ha'isa melacha erev Pesach mechatzais l'mayla misham tenaisei. That is also to do melacha erev Pesach after chatzais. Somebody who does melacha that time misham tenaisei, we put him in chayim. The Mishnah Berurah over here is matik the tam of Tosfos. Mipneishu zman shchitas haPesach. The reason is because it's the zman shchitas haPesach shekol echad miYisrael chayiv by the yom shemevian carbon hu kiyantif. The day that we bring a carbon is like a yantif. The lechein also midivrei seifrim b'melacha va'afilu bizman hazeh deleke carbon adayin ho iser b'mkayme oimit. Even bizman hazeh where there is no carbon, the iser remains. The Magen Avraham explains that the klal is that whenever a Issur d'Rabbanan was Nesar b'Minyan, whenever an Issur d'Rabbanan was created by a Bezdin, by a Kibbutz Chachamim, so then it could only be undone by a greater Kibbutz Chachamim, even though the Tam does no longer applies, the Issur stays in place. So even though Bizman Hazeh we do not have a carbon, the Issur still stays in place. the emesis that this is not the only nafgamina lahalacha, that Erev Pesach is considered to be a yontif because of the Korban Pesach. We also find in Simin Tof Kuf Memches, Gebeit on the Ramah in Hilchas Avelis, that Erev Pesach after Chatzos is considered to be a yontif, and it's negated to a person who is an Ovel Rachman Otzlan. So the halacha is that yontif is mevatel the gzeiras shleishim or the gzeiras shiva, and b'derech klal there are certain zachen that we allow the ovel to do even before yontif, but dafka samach liyontif. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches Sif Yud Aleph, Avol be'erev Pesach mutar b'keil achar chatzos, that by erev Pesach all the isurim of shleishim become mutar after chatzos. The haynu mizman shkitza Pesach ve'elach, the oz hu yontif, the oser b'malacha, the lechein mutar b'rechitza achar chatzos takeif. That the shiva becomes nidchis not only by the yontif of Pesach itself, but even by the yontif created by the zman shkitas haPesach, and therefore the isuri of avelos become mutter on chatzos erev Pesach. There's also another maramakim where we find that the halachis of karbonis affect the dinim bizman hazeh. And that is the day after Shavuos. The day after Shavuos, the halacha is the Isru Chag Shavuos is Osir B'tainis. And the reason is because when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so the carbon re'iyah and the carbon chagiga cannot be brought on Yontif proper, because the carbonis yachid are not deicha Shabbos, even though they are deicha Yontif, they're not deicha Shabbos. So when Shavuot comes out on Shabbos, all the carbonis have to be brought, the chagiga and the re'iyah are brought on Sunday, the day after Shavuos. So therefore, Isru Chag Shavuos has a shtikula din Yontif, and therefore Isru Chag Shavuos is osir B'tainis, because it could theoretically be, had Shavuos been Shabbos, a zman akravas akarban. Again, another case where there is a yontif created by a zman akravas akarban, which is negeah to us ad hayim. The bir halacha brings over here a machlokes between a nafgamina. Between the machlekes Rashi and Tesis, whether the ism loch erev Pesach is because a person is tarred in the hachanas v'yantif, or it is machmas the carbon Pesach. The nafgamina is what happens when erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, when the first seder is on Mitzvah Shabbos, erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha says, let's make a cheshbon. According to Tesis, that the yantif is created by the Shchitas Karban Pesach. Shchitas Karban Pesach was done on Shabbos. Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. And therefore, there's no reason why there should be an Issa Melacha on Friday. However, according to Rashi, that the Issa Melacha is that a person should do all Yontif preparations during the day, and therefore he should be able to start a Seder Miyad Belaila, since on Shabbos one cannot make any Yontif preparations, Friday becomes the day when we do our Bir Chametz, we're going to go ahead and be Oisik in our Afiyas HaMatzah, we're going to go ahead and be Oisik in all our Chametz for Yontif. So according to Rashi, it should come out that Friday afternoon, although it's only Yud Gimel Nissen, should be Osir Ba'asiyas Melacha. And the Hachra of the Bir Halacha is that since Rav Paiskim hold like Tesis, that the Issa Melacha is shaft by the Carbon Pesach, so therefore, Efshar de'ein lahachmir, it would seem that it's possible that one does not have to be machmir melacha on Friday afternoon. Me'ikar adin, the Mishnah Berurah's neita, that there is no iser melacha on a year when Shabbos is Erev Pesach. Now, the emes is that the Birkas Avram clears the Chakira in Shit Satesis. As we mentioned earlier, Shit Satesis is that the reason why there is a melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is because Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Zman HaKrovas HaKarbon. The Shaila is that the Mishnah also tells us that there are Mekaymes, which are Noig, not to do melacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos. What's the Hezber Lefishit Satesvis in the Mekaymes, which do not do melacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos? You could explain it, L'chayr, in two ways. One way you could explain it is that Chazal was scared, you know, Chatzos in the middle of the day. If a person is going to start getting busy with Melacha early in the morning, it's going to be very difficult for him to stop exactly at the Regav Chatzos. Therefore, Chazal extended the Isser Machmas Karban Pesach, which is also already before after Chatzos Medina, in those Mekaymes, they extended the Isser to the morning of Erev Pesach also. That's one explanation. The other explanation is to say as follows, that in the Mekaymes, which they are makbid not do melacha in the morning, the reason is because in the morning one has to destroy his chametz. When Rashi explains that the reason why there's an issur melacha on Erev Pesach in the morning, Rashi said that one has to be toreach bir chemtzay ushkitzah Pesach. Rashi is explaining, Rashi divrei maschil was shaloi lasos. Rashi was explaining that the mekaymes which do not do melacha Erev Pesach in the morning is because even from the morning one is busy with the destruction of his chametz. So we could learn that it's true that Medina melacha is only also Erev Pesach after Chatzos because it's the Zman Shechitas Karban Pesach, but the minig in these mekayimis was to extend the Isser melacha to the morning of Erev Pesach because one is also Torah that day with his beer chametz and his other mitzvahs. The nafkamina would be, again, in the Bialocha's case, where we find a case where Shabbos is Erev Pesach. If Shabbos is Erev Pesach, the Bialocha already told us that Medina, one can do Melacha on Friday, because we hold like the taste, like the Yerushalmi, that the reason why Erev Pesach after Chatzos is also Melacha is because Erev Pesach after Chatzos is the Zman Shechitas Karban Pesach. The question is, what would be the halacha in a makayim which has a minig not to do Erev Pesach, not to do melacha Erev Pesach in the morning? If we are to learn that those mekaymes just extended the iser melacha, which is also after chatzos and before chatzos, so then the halacha would remain the same. That Erev Pesach, Shabbos, Friday, one is allowed to do melacha. However, if one is to learn that the Issa Melacha Friday morning is because in those Mekaymes they were manhig the Olam to be Cheshish for the other time, that because of the reason of Tirda, one is also B'Melacha, so he should busy himself with the Bir Chametz and the Matzah and all other Zacha that he needs. So L'Chaira, if that's the Havana of a Mokim which does not do Melacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos, it should follow that in a case where Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Friday should also be Aser Ba'asiyas Melacha. So depending on how we are to explain the Issa Melacha before Chatzos in a Mokim where they have the minig not to do melacha Erev Pesach for Chatzos, that the nafkamina would be whether melacha is aser lefishit satosvis on Friday when Shabbos is Erev Pesach. To us, the shayla is not negaya, since our mekaymes are mekaymes where our minig is that we do melacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos, so therefore the shayla would not be negaya to us halacha lemaisa, and therefore we would remain with the psak of the Bir Halacha that Friday is Mutar B'Melacha Me'ikar Adin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.